Christian conservatives, like the people who were seen as Senator Sam Brownback's base, and fiscal conservatives cohabit within the Republican coalition. So do many people who identify themselves as libertarians, with a small L. Some libertarians, of course, vote libertarian. Well, in the current issue of The New Republic, Brink Lindsey, a senior fellow at the libertarian Cato Institute, makes a provocative case about where libertarian interests might best be served. Brink Lindsey's article is called Liberaltarians. And, Brink Lindsey, your point is that libertarians might at least be as comfortable in bed with liberals as with conservatives.
Yes. Libertarians have never fit in very comfortably into the conventional political spectrum of liberal and conservative, left and right. On economics issues, on the size of government, on taxes and spending, libertarians tend to take what are considered right-wing positions. But at the same time, libertarians are zealous defenders of civil liberties, very skeptical of government meddling in personal morality. And on those issues, they're thought of as on the left-wing side of things. So those types of people have historically, at least in recent decades, held their nose about religious right and social issues and voted Republican on economic issues.
And you think that more of them, perhaps wisely, you say, might now be holding their nose and voting left with the Democrats instead?
Yes. I think over the past several years, with unified Republican control in Washington not leading to anything like restraint on spending or government regulation, we've seen spending increases at a pace unmatched since Lyndon Johnson. We've seen huge increases in entitlements with the prescription drug benefits, expansion of the federal role in education of the No Child Left Behind Act, on top of very strident pandering to religious conservatives on stem cells, Terri Schiavo, gay marriage. It has changed many libertarians' thinking so that now Democrats are looking like the lesser of two evils. And so I think we did see a drift of people like me away from the Republican column into the Democratic column in the last election.
Of course, an optimistic or opportunistic libertarian might see the glass half full on both sides of the political aisle. But you write this in the New Republic. Here are today's reactionary politics. Here in the first decade of the 21st century, the rival ideologies of left and right are both pining for the 50s. The only difference is that liberals want to work there while conservatives want to go home there.
So what do I mean by that? I think both of the conventional ideological categories are trapped in the past. The socially conservative right is hankering for the good old days of the 50s and longing to restore what they see as traditional values. On the other hand, people on the left are pining for the economic stability of the 1950s and are unreconciled to the more competitive, more entrepreneurial, more globalized economy that has emerged in the 80s and 90s and the current decade.
You observe that John Kerry did much better with the votes of people who think of themselves in some ways libertarians than did Al Gore, although John Kerry's only claim to being a libertarian would be that he's not George W. Bush.
Yes.
Do you think that what we might see in recent polls or recent election years, a flirtation on the part of some libertarian voters with the Democratic Party, simply has to do with a couple of things that are going on right now, the war in Iraq and a Congress that was building or trying to build bridges to nowhere?
Right.
Might it be something so substantial as, say, the shift of Southern white voters from the Democratic to nationally the Republican Party when the Democrats embrace civil rights? Might there be that larger shift underway?
I think both of these things are going on. In the short term, the war in Iraq and just the incompetence of the Bush administration and the Republican Congress has driven a lot of votes into the Democratic column. And whether that can be consolidated and maintained over time and in future election cycles, who knows? But there are deeper trends. And in particular, the Republican Party and the conservative movement have been progressively orienting towards the South and towards the white working class as the base of the conservative movement and of the GOP. And that's not a base that's especially interested in liberal values or in libertarian values or in economy and government. And so I think looking forward as a libertarian, I don't see that the conservative movement is well positioned to recover its small government principles. And so I think it's at least worth a shot to engage with folks in the center left and see if our already shared interest in individual liberty on social and personal morality issues can be expanded to come up with some constructive compromises on economics.
Well, Brink Lindsey, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Brink Lindsey is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank in Washington, D.C., and the author of an article in the current issue of The New Republic called Libertarians, a Progressive Manifesto.